Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. And today, I tell you what, I don't know if you know that song or not, but it is by Miss Carr, and the title of the song is You Will Win, and you've got to receive that today. I don't care what's going on in your life and what the situation you're going through right now. You have to know you will win. And contrary to what everybody believes, I don't share a lot of negativity. That's just not in my spirit. So a lot of you guys follow me on social media. A lot of you guys listen to my radio show, and I really, really appreciate that, as well as this podcast. But we just came out of a storm. I'm just going to let you know right now. And that was our theme, that we were going to get the victory, that God was going to get the victory. He's already gotten the victory. And so Team Pride was going to be victorious in that storm. And so we weathered it, but we did win. And I just, you know, thank God for it. But I just want to come to you today. I've got a lot to talk to you guys about today. Today, our theme will be competition. What competition? Okay. I've been on this theme for quite some time now, because what I am finding is that women, we really, really struggle with, you know, working together, with uniting, with understanding that we are better together. And so today I want to talk to you guys about competition. And so, but let me just get my housekeeping stuff out of the way. For those of you who just tuned in and this is your first time listening to AP Empowers, I really, really, really appreciate you. And I pray that this podcast blesses you. I have several others that you can feel free to head over to Podbean. It's actually going to start being on other sites as well. But you can head over to Podbean for now and just go under Angela Pride, or you can type in AP Empowers, I believe. And you should be able to get all of my other podcasts as well. So I really would like for you to subscribe. I'd like for you to know when I'm doing my podcast, when I bring a new one out, and so on and so forth. And so if you head over to Podbean, that's Podbean. If you're listening to this, you're already there. And so you can see all of the other podcasts that I have. I try to do a minimum of one podcast a month. I tell you, it just depends though on if I get busy, on if I'm traveling. The good thing about podcasting is, again, I can just use my smart device and I can just kind of get on whenever. But this month got away from me. We're on at April the 30th, and I was like, oh gosh, I was supposed to do my podcast at the last week in the month. And so I guess this being the last day, that still qualifies, right? You guys are going to forgive me. But also want to just give a big shout out to my When Women Lead tribe. That tribe continues to grow. It continues to bring about new ladies and young women that want to be encouraged and empowered. And I'm just excited about what's happening. Our event last a couple of weeks ago was absolutely nothing short of phenomenal. And we talked about competition at that event. And so some of the ladies did have to leave early. And so that's why I said, you know what, let me just go ahead and continue this and kind of conclude my summary of what competition. Because, again, I think that we definitely need to continue to add to this topic. And, you know, if you guys have something to add, feel free to comment, feel free to let me know what you think about what I'm saying about competition. If you've had some struggles with competition, please feel free to let me know what type of struggles you've had with it. And so with that being said, we can, you know, get down to the nitty gritty, and hopefully you will just become better, right? So my last podcast was about being aware of those dream killers. They are out there. They do exist. And so I gave you some tips on that, so you can go back again and listen to that. I apologize for not being able to be more consistent, like with the day, and tell you guys, you know, when I'm going to actually be doing the podcast. That's going to get better, I promise you. I'm actually working on some things to help with my scheduling, but with my clientele and with me traveling as much as I've been doing lately, it's just really difficult to pin down. So, but I promise you, I haven't forgot about you guys, and I want to just keep doing it. Our next When Women Lead networking social will be happening in August. I'm actually pinning down the location and the date right now. So trust me, by May, when I do my next podcast, I should have that information for you. Super thanks to all of my sponsors that were part of this last When Women Lead Networking Social. Thanks to the Open Art Studio for hosting us, for having us there in your location. Super duper thanks to Rolanda Sumner. She gave out samples. She is a skincare expert. And if you have any type of skincare needs, please, she has vegan skincare, exotic types of ingredients. I started her to talking and she really just didn't want to stop. So shout out to her as well. Also, Michelle Kirby was in the building. She is an author and a life coach and just helping ladies, you know, get to that next level that they're wanting to be at. But men, I'm sure as well. I'm not sure if she specializes in just women or not. But anyway, she has a great book that it's probably about fifth in line right now for me to read because I am reading. I've read probably about 6 books already in 2018. Where are you on your reading log, huh? But anyway, so shout out to Michelle Kirby. She was there as well as Stephanie Lynn was there. And she does a company called Thrive. It's vitamins. It's health and wellness types of products. I actually tried one of the granola bars that she had and it was super duper phenomenal. I mean, really. And I'm not, you know, I eat granola bars just for fuel to get me over the hump. But I would like to talk to Stephanie a little bit more about what she does. And but anyway, so those were my sponsors. So I just wanted to shout them out, guys. Do business with those that do business with you. So those that are supporting AP Empowers and When Women Lead, we really appreciate you guys. You don't just have to be a woman. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, I have quite a few men followers as well. So if you are a male and you're a business owner, I would love to hear from you as well. You could be a sponsor here on AP Empowers, on Pride Matters, or just for one of my events. So I would love to hear from you. So now that's all out of the way. Also, I have not forgotten about my workshops. I'm coming back hopefully next month with Fix Your Pitch as well as a LinkedIn help workshop, because that has been requested of me and I love LinkedIn. I work LinkedIn. So if you're looking for that type of help, I would also at any point, any given time, do one-on-one sessions with you. They're a little bit more than the group sessions, but you know, if you can't make it, if you're tired of waiting on me to get this spot narrowed down to have these workshops, please feel free to reach out to me. You can always reach me at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at coachwithpride.com. And shoot me an email, let me know what you're interested in, and we can definitely set up a time and do some things so that we can basically hone in on what you're trying to fix or what you're trying to be better at and those sorts of things, okay? But Fix Your Pitch is definitely coming back. Back to Business Basics is coming back. My LinkedIn workshop is going to be new. I'm also doing a workshop for people that do vending events to try to help you guys be better selectors of your vents, but also, you know, what you need to do to help to promote those vents and so that they can be a win-win for you. You guys know that's Lady Pride's mindset, win-win. Okay. All right. So now that I've gotten all that out of the way, again, thank you for tuning in and bearing with me. Today we are talking about what competition. And so you may think, what am I talking about? So again, we are by nature, we're competitive beings. We want to win. Everybody really wants to win, whether they admit it or not. Everybody really does want someone to raise their hand at the end of a competition or at the end of a race. But what I'm here today to encourage you is that, ladies in particular, but men as well, we are better together. And so what I'm an advocate for is partnerships and collaborations. We can do so much more together than we can do separately. And I'm not in any stretch. And this is the one thing that I didn't get a chance to talk to. Well, actually, there was many things that I didn't get to speak to at the event. But I'm not suggesting that you don't know who your competitors are, that you don't know who's doing the same thing or similar things as you. But my point is not to focus on that. My point is to not put so much stock into that, because guess what? You are unique. God made you special. He gave you your vision. He gave you your dream. And so only you can really bring that dream, that vision to fruition the way it's been placed inside of you. And other people may mimic it. Other people may copy it. And I know that doesn't feel that well. You know, some people say it's flattery. I disagree with that. I don't think it's flattery when you feel that someone may be stealing your material. However, you are unique. No one can be you outside of you. And what I do on a day-to-day basis is I try to train and to coach people to be them, their best selves, to be better today than you were yesterday and to be better tomorrow than you are today. And when you leave and you walk out of your door with that mantra, no one is competing with you. You're only competing with yourself. You're trying to get to be better today than you were yesterday. That's your competition, you, that person that you look in the mirror at. See, when we spend so much time focusing on the competition or on who we think the competition is, I really feel like, in all honesty, that's nothing but a distraction. I feel like it's something that's taking you away from that one goal that you're supposed to be working on, that one thing that you're supposed to be finishing up, that one thing that you were supposed to do better than you did last time. See, distractions come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. And what we need to do is be able to minimize those distractions. And again, when we keep our mind and our eyes focused on ourselves, then that's all we need to focus on again, right? Being better, making, correcting that mistake that you made last time, learning from that mistake so that you won't make that mistake again. Being better for your clientele, for your customers, for those people that are looking to you. Because a lot of times when you're looking around and you're thinking someone else is going to do it, trust me when I tell you, someone is out there waiting on you. So what are you going to do about those that are waiting on you when you're busy pointing the finger talking about who you're competing with? Forget the competition. And if you can't beat them, join them. So that's my next point. So I don't really have like a certain set of points today, but my first point, if anything, is you're only competing with yourself. Don't allow someone else that you think you may be competing with to become a distraction for you, to keep you off of the goal that you're trying to ultimately complete, right? And so moving right along, the next thing I want you to understand is that if you can't beat them, join them. And I do think that you can beat them. I'm in no way saying give in, throw in the towel, and join in with someone. What I'm saying is that that person may have a network, or that business may have a network, and your business has a network. Well, imagine if you brought both of those networks together. It would be a phenomenal thing. And so I am more of an advocate of collaborating with someone in order to put on a more fantastic event. You guys remember the event I put on back in February with my partner, Brandy? Well, Brandy and I had never worked together before. We learned a lot about each other. But again, I knew that Brandy had strengths that I didn't necessarily have. And so that's what collaboration is about. You don't want to get with someone that's really has the same stuff as you, but you want to get to know that person. You want to build a relationship with that person or that business and find out how you guys can complement each other, right? So the partnership and the collaboration has to do with how far you're going to be willing to go in order for you both to be win-win. I didn't bring Brandy in on the vision that God gave me because I wanted to outdo her or because I felt like she would outdo me. I felt like we were going to be stronger together. I felt like we were going to be able to reach the masses in her core group as well as the masses in my core group. And we did just that. And so when you think about, you know, the person that you feel like may be very similar to you or that's doing the same thing with you, and it may not always work, but worst case scenario, you guys make and get together and discuss, you know, what's worked for you and what didn't work for her, or what worked for him and what may not have worked for you. And so again, with that, it's all about learning. Okay, because we don't have to reinvent the wheel. That's also another thing. A lot of times we want to get out here. Oh, I want to be so new and I want to be so different. Well, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If someone else has done it before you, learn from their mistakes. You don't have to go out and make the same mistakes to feel accomplished or to be quote unquote successful. You can learn from their mistakes. A lot of the training that I do in leadership today, I learned from a corporation that I worked for, in all honesty, on what not to do. They were doing a lot of things wrong. And so I basically took the things that they were doing wrong and formulated programs and plans and trainings to help people be better. You know, a lot of people think leadership is just about being a boss and bossing people around and barking out orders. Well, we all know that that's not true. You get more out of people when you'll roll up your sleeves and work with them. So I want you guys to really think about and consider collaborating with the person that you feel like is your toughest competition. Well, again, that may not be as realistic when you're talking about larger corporations, but if you're a small business owner, trust me when I tell you, it definitely can be done. And even with larger corporations, I went to a talk a couple of weeks ago as well, and this guy had a several million, if not billion dollar advertising agency, and he talked about how he partnered with smaller agencies when his company was too busy to do some of the smaller work. So don't tell me that this doesn't work on every level. Trust me, I'm not telling you something that I don't know. I'm telling you something that's fact, and I'm telling you something that's going to help you continue to move forward and not be distracted. Okay? That's what I need you to understand. Stop being distracted by thinking someone is your competition and embrace the fact that someone is competing with you, but also embrace the fact that you two could potentially reach more people, do better work, do better quality work together. Now, is that so far-fetched? You know, and the thing I said earlier is that with women, I don't see it because it's just like I talk about this often with my mentoring. And, you know, you guys, I've shared this with you before. It's been very difficult for me to find a female mentor to really kind of help me groom my business. Most of my mentors have been male, and that's okay because I have some fabulous, phenomenal mentors and have for the last 8 to 10 years. But at the same time, what I found with women was that we lack the confidence to be able to carry that load of, oh, I maybe have to be responsible for this person, or, you know, I don't want to be, you know, the person that makes her fail or not. And it's not about that. It's about more of the concept of encouragement, motivation, inspiration, teaching about mistakes, learning from those mistakes, and learning that concept of we are truly better together. If I've done something, if I can't reach back and go and grab a young lady that aspires to be in my position, well, then why am I doing what I'm doing? I don't know my why. I've lost my purpose or whatever. And again, I'm not judging the women that turned me down from being one of my mentors, but I'm just saying I want to be better. I have a mentoring spirit. I want young ladies to come up after me and be better than me, surpass me, do better, learn from my mistakes. If you're better at marketing than me, you're probably going to surpass me really quick, but because I don't really like that aspect of things. But anyway, so that's just one concept, the mentoring part of it. Men are so much more apt to bring in that young guy, give him his clientele, teach him the ropes, introduce him to the guys that he plays golf with, invite him out on the golf course. And we women, again, where we have that socializing aspect down, a lot of times we don't turn that into, it doesn't translate into business for us. So again, we're doing the wine and cheese socials, and we're having the different parties with the multi-level marketing themes, but we're not really turning that into lucrative income. We're not really turning that into business. And so my thing is, who's doing it and they're successful at it? Why not partner with them? Why not host an event together? Why not get to them? And I hate the term pick your brain because I don't think that people should be given information for nothing. I don't think anything is free, but at the same time, a little bit of time and a little bit of give back never hurt anybody. But when people don't know you and they just come up to you, so the relationships are really key as far as trying to partnership and or enter into a partnership or a collaboration with someone. The relationship is going to be key. So get to know them. Get to know if they are someone that you even would like to work with, right? Okay, so that's a big part. And so I just want to, you know, also drop this little footnote that there is no shortage of anything. There's no shortage of money. There's no shortage of people. There's no shortage of customers. There's no shortage of spending. There is no shortage. So when you think about it, and I'll give you an example. You know, I had an event, hosted an event. I host these When Women Lead networking socials. And one of my friends said, well, hey, you know, someone else is having an event on that day that you're having your event. And, you know, that didn't mean absolutely anything to me, but it was a big deal to her because she wanted to come to my event, but she also wanted to go to this other event. And so I basically tried in the nicest way that I could to explain to her, no, my event's not competing with her event. And her event's not competing with my event. There is no shortage of women in this upstate of South Carolina to where her event should have been packed out and my event was packed out. So You know, and that's how it happens. But we have to shift our mindset from thinking that it's a competition thing. I picked the dates for my events way out so that I can properly market them. So if you're a person though, and we end up having an event on the same day, I wish you well, just like I want my event to go well. But it's never about the competition, because guess what? There are ladies that need what I'm bringing, just like there are ladies that need what this other young lady that may be having an event is bringing. I'm sure there was 3 or 4 events on the night that I had my last event. So what? There are no shortage of people, and the need is definitely still there. So I want you guys to just shift your mindset just a tad bit, because I know, and the reason I don't do my networking socials monthly is because I don't feel that there is a need for that. There is no shortage of events here in the upstate. And so, but I want my events also to be a little bit more about quality and less about quantity. If I can get 20 ladies in the room, which I definitely had at this last event and probably over, I'm doing my job, because those 20 ladies are going to get 100% of me. They're going to get 100% of Coach Pride. And that is what I aim to do. I love the intimacy. I don't want to be in a room and I really haven't had a chance to meet everyone that's in the room. Not if it's my event. Now, I've been in rooms like that and it's just a networking event and yada, 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 right? But if it's my event, I want them to be able to touch me, to feel me, to understand my passion about what I do. And so, you know, I had to share with my friend. I said, oh, no, well, if you would like to go to that event, feel free to go to that event. I'll have another event and maybe you can come to that one. But don't feel like you have to necessarily feel bad if you don't come to my event because you want to go to someone else's. I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm trying to fill the room at When Women Lead. That's my only objective. And I know that there is no shortage of people. There is no shortage of ladies. 80% of the ladies in the room at the When Women Lead Networking Social, I did not know. And that is also a part of my goal. I don't want to get with the same ladies. No pun intended. If you come to every one of my events, I love you and I appreciate you. However, I like to meet different people, because hopefully after one encounter, you've gotten a full good dosage of what Coach Pride can do to help you get to your next level. You've gotten a good understanding of what I actually do and how I may be able to help you, and maybe vice versa. So that's my spiel on competition. Ladies, there is no competition. Gentlemen, there is no competition outside of you competing with yourself. So do away with the distractions. Look to partner with people and collaborate with them more so than you look at, oh, they're doing this, so I have to do something different. No, come together. You are much better together. Trust me when I say that. And then lastly, there's no shortage. There's no shortage of money. We all can make money. We all can thrive. We all can be comfortable. I'm not going to say we all can be billionaires, but I'm headed to that status. So whether you claim that for yourself is up to you. But I know I'm headed there, because that's the vision that's inside of me. And so I want to make sure that I keep going with that vision. Okay. So with that being said, that's all Coach Pride has for you today. I just want you to understand you're only competing with yourself. Love yourself. Know your business. Know what you do. And you don't have to ever worry about anybody else taking it from you, right? Because it's not just about getting the business. It's about sustaining it. It's about having repeat customers, repeat clientele, those that are going to refer you to others, right? Well, all right. Well, I hope you guys got something out of our podcast today. And again, I look forward to the next one, but you're not competing with anybody other than that person in the mirror. And once you realize that, you can continue to grow and get better and move forward in everything that you want to do. Understood? All right. Well, Coach Pride signing off. I want you guys to continue to be great out there. If you need me, you know where to find me. CoachWithPride.com. Y'all have a blessed day.